What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey everybody, this is Jocelyn. Welcome back to the Houston Young Adults Podcast. I'm going to be sharing with you all today, and so I pray that you're blessed and that this ministers to you as it has ministered to me. So I'm going to be talking about worship today. That's a broad topic, I know, but today I'm going to focus on more so on the definition, and also what the Bible says. So I'm going to talk about worship versus idolatry. And so I always like to look up and see what the actual definition is. So worship is defined, this is what, dictionary defines it as, to honor or show reverence, to a divine being or supernatural power, which is pretty cool that that's the legit definition of it. And it also says to regard with great or extravagant respect, honor, or devotion. And then the definition of idolatry is worship, which worship is, you know, showing reverence, respect, great, extravagant respect, honor, and devotion. So idolatry is worship of a physical object as a god or immoderate attachment or devotion to something. So not someone, but something. And so I was reading something many, many years ago about worship, so long ago that I don't remember where I read it, but I took notes on it. So I just wanted to share that also because it ties in with the topic today. So it says God provided the Ten Commandments in order of importance. The first commandment teaches us who to worship and who or what not to worship. And so I just want to read that. In the commandments are in Exodus chapter 20, starting in verse 3. So this is the first commandment that was there. You must not have any other god before me. So that shows us who to worship and who or what not to worship. And then the second commandment teaches us how to worship and how not to worship. And so verse 4 in Exodus 20, you must not make yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. So it says it right there. You're not supposed to be worshiping anything other than God. No physical object or a thing. And then the thing that I was reading, it said, it's impossible to worship the one true God while disobeying the remaining commandments. Dishonor, murder, adultery, greed, lying, and envy happen because we choose to commit idolatry. The false gods lead us into slavery to sin rather than freedom from sin. And so this really, like, when I was reading this, it really opened up my eyes on worship, because I used to think, oh, worship, you know, how you worship in church, you know, and the music and all that stuff. But that's not all that worship is. Worship is a lifestyle. It's a way that we're supposed to constantly be in. It's not just for one time. It's continuous. It's in everything that we do, every choice that we make. And so this difference between worship and idolatry really helped me when I was growing more in the Lord, like, and what you choose to spend your time in, and like, what's taking up all of your time. So, to continue on, it says, worship is not merely a part of what we do and something that starts and stops. Worship is what everyone does all the time. The issue is not if we worship, but who, what, or how we worship. I'm going to read that again because that was like, what? When I read it. The issue is not if we worship, but who, what, and how we worship. When someone spends all his or her time and money on golf, boating, fishing, sex, gambling, watching TV, surfing the internet, whatever it may be, he or she is making a sacrifice. Now, listen to this. It says, the alcoholic worships the bottle. The drug addict worships the high. The codependent person worships his or her relationship partner. The greedy person worships money. The control freak worships being in charge. So, whatever is taking up all of your time, whatever you're most devoted to, that's what you're worshiping. So, when I was reading this and when I was studying on this, because like I said, I read this in the past a few years ago, like, it really made me look at my spiritual walk, and it's like a spiritual checkup. Like, what's taking up all of my time? Like, what did I do today? Looking at what I did today, looking at, did I get in the Word? Was I devoted when I was in the Word, or was my mind somewhere else? And so, in Titus 2:12, I'm going to flip there in my Bible. It says, okay, Titus 2:12, it says, and we are instructed to turn from godliness living and sinful pleasures. We should live, now this is the part I want to get to. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God. Devotion, that means you can't get enough of, you're consumed with. And it even says that in the definition of worship that I read earlier. To worship, to regard with great or extravagant respect, honor, or devotion. Are you devoted to God? Are you committed to God? Are you serving God with all that you have, with all of who you are? In Romans 12:2, it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship God. It says it right there in the scripture. How can I worship God? By being a living sacrifice, giving myself all that I am to him because of what he has done and because of who he is. And then John 4:4, it says, for God is spirit. So those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. We are to worship God. And God is not just, you know, a supernatural being. He also is a person. The triune God. God the Father, God the Spirit, God the Son. And when it was talking about in the beginning, when it was talking about commandments and how the first commandment teaches us who to worship. And the second commandment teaches us how to worship. But all of that is tied into, I want to share the scripture in Matthew, which is actually really good because at church, Pastor Sandy's been talking about love, you know, the power of love and what's love got to do with it, everything. And so everything ties into our love for God. And so in Matthew chapter 22, starting at verse 37, well, verse 36, this guy, he was asking, one of the Pharisees asks Jesus, "Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?" Because what I was reading earlier in the beginning in Exodus, that was the law of Moses, where it's talking about, you know, have no other gods before me, and don't have any idols, you know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, all those commandments. Those are the law of Moses. That's the way, you know, they lived. They lived by the law. But Christ came to fulfill the law. And so Jesus responded in verse 37 of Matthew chapter 22, You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. And then in verse 40, the entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. So Christ just wrapped it up right there. He said, all of those laws will be fulfilled if you love me, if you love the Lord your God, if you love and obey Christ. You're not going to want to steal. You're not going to want to kill. You're not going to want to harm God's people, because you'll have a love for God's people. So worship is what happens when we worship the Creator God in the right way, in spirit and in truth. And idolatry is what happens when we worship a counterfeit God, or worship the right God in a counterfeit way. So I hope that helped you in the difference between worship versus idolatry. And I know, you know, worship is a broad topic, but maybe I'll share more about it later, you know, leading of the Lord. But yes, I pray this blessed you as it has blessed me. I just want to remind everybody, this Friday, July 28th, we're going to have our Houston Young Adults main service. So make sure you invite people, bring people. It's going to be an awesome word and an awesome time and fellowship. It starts at 7:30. And so I hope to see you there.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.